When we humans attempt to speak, we must force air out of our lungs, past our vocal cords, use our throats and nasal cavities to add tone, and use the tongue, palate, and lips to adjust the sound further. As you might imagine, with all that speech hardware working away, a lot of other noise is made. Independent producer Larry Massett found a man who has a special interest in all those unintentional sounds.
Please meet Douglas Fleischert, artist, inventor, and co-founder of Language Removal Services.
What is Language Removal Services? Language Removal Services is Language Removal Services is.
Wait a minute. What is Doug trying to say, and why does he talk so funny?
It seems that there are many sort of, I mean, and there are many uses for the service.
As a matter of fact, he doesn't talk funny. We all talk this way, with ums and ahs and static of all kinds. You don't hear it much in radio or TV because somebody, some editor like me, has come along and cleaned up the tape. Here is Doug Fleischert with the static removed.
We are the world's leading provider of language removal services. There are many uses for the service.
Right. And what they do is the opposite of what I just did. I took out the static. They take out the language. What's left are the breaths and the lip smacks and ums and ahs, all the stuff we're usually not supposed to listen to. Doug calls this a static language portrait. Here, for example, is Marlena Dietrich. Now, here's Sylvester Stallone. Note the jungle sounds in the background. Notice, too, that in some odd way you can still recognize Stallone or Dietrich as though taking away the words reveals an essence of the personality.
These static language portraits are really frozen portraits of a person's speaking habits, and they outline a spirit or soul that underlies that language.
The poet Maya Angelou.
We're not interested really in taking away the language as much as substituting a more fundamental and sort of essential language based on the body, on breath and suck and hum.
After a while, after you get over the fun of recognizing your favorite celebrity, oh, that's Marilyn Monroe, hey, Miles Davis, you find yourself listening to them almost as music. Sometimes they really are music. Here is what language removal does to the late 19th century Italian opera singer Adelina Patti. Here, I suspect they've done something a little more complicated than just cut out the voice. Fleischert calls this an ecstatic portrait, and he's a bit cagey about the technique.
How is it done? I don't know that I would feel comfortable telling you that, because it's a dog-eat-dog world. The world of language removal, that is.
In any case, if you're interested, you can look them up on the web, check out their new CDs and their recent projects. You'll also find you can hire them to remove your language.
There are many uses for the service, which range from self-awareness to vanity to identification and security purposes. Our clients range from the stars to very ordinary people. We don't turn anyone away.
I should warn you, though. Fleischert says sometimes removing a person's language to expose the essence will expose instead a lack of essence.
We have performed a language removal on a personality and come up with absolutely nothing. One is led to the conclusion that certain people don't have a soul.
The choice is yours. For NPR News, I'm Larry Massett.